Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. When the Philadelphia Orchestra was playing a program of the music of Beethoven, Haydn, and Vaughan Williams, I had the opportunity to talk with principal violist C.J. Chang. We talked about the role of the viola in the orchestra, and I asked him how he began playing the instrument.
I was originally a violin student at Curtis. My first year at Curtis, there was this great old musician named Alexander Schneider. And he came in for a masterclass in Curtis. His idea was to have all the violin students at Curtis to take viola lesson. I was the first one to sign in. And after the graduation, I thought I really should do more studying in the viola. So I went back to Curtis as a viola student. So I came into Philadelphia Orchestra as Associate Principal Viola in 1994, and I never regretted playing the viola after that.
Now, you grew up in Korea. When did you start playing the violin?
I started playing the violin when I was 6 years old, and then I came here when I was 13, that's 1981, to study at the Juilliard Pre-College.
Could you describe how composers write for viola?
A lot of great composers play the viola. Bach did, Mozart did, Brahms did, Dvorak did, and Haydn. He was one who started writing more equal weight to each part instead of viola just playing a little harmonization of the rhythm. And as you can hear on the Haydn Symphony today, viola takes a more important part in the music than anything that was written before. And Beethoven likes to use viola like an engine, a lot of fast notes and 16th notes, and so that it gives a vitality to the whole symphony. And Vaughan Williams, I think he also wrote very nice for viola. Obviously, the famous Talos Fantasy has a big viola solo and wrote very well for the viola.
When you play viola in a particular piece of music, are you playing it purely musically, or do you study the context and study the history of the piece?
I try to know a general history of the piece and, you know, and style and the periods and the nationality and all that stuff goes into it, of course. And then when you go on the stage, viola has a lot of roles. Sometimes, yeah, you play the little melody or the, you know, first voice. Sometimes you're accompanying, sometimes you're harmonizing, or sometimes you're rhythmically more interesting. And, you know, a lot of fitting into other people and being aware what everyone's doing and, you know, try to communicate with them and so make it work. Yeah, all those things goes into playing the viola. I mean, just like everything else, but, you know, it's called middle voice, and middle voices has a lot of job like that to do.
And is there a certain kind of sound and a certain approach that the Philadelphia Orchestra takes?
Well, it's very famous for its sound. And I knew that in 1980, when I was only an 11-year-old kid, and when Philadelphia Orchestra came to Korea for the first time, and that sound I never forgot, you know. And, you know, this was really the orchestra for me, you know, ever since I heard the first few notes of the Beethoven Fifth Symphony. The tone of this orchestra was like a great first impression I never forget, you know. So ever since then, that sound was in my head, and, you know, probably subconscious of all my studies, I had that sound in my head, in my imagination, you know. So, and this is the only orchestra I've ever played in professionally. So as I was saying, that I was a second chair for 12 years. Now this is my 11th season as a principal. So I could call myself a Philadelphian.
Great. Thank you so much, C.J. Chang.
Thank you very much.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.